Okay, good morning, everybody. So Shlishi of Parshas Bo really takes us back to the Bris Ben Amisarim, Ve'achrei Chen Yitzu B'Rechosh Gadol, and the famous comment of the Gemara in Brachos, V'daber Noah Be'oznei Ha'am. Usually you don't have to, you know, beg people to ask for money. V'ishalu ish me'es re'eyu, v'isha me'es re'usa k'lei chasef u'chlei zahav. So Rashi quotes in the Gemara that the Noah, right, is directed towards the people because the Kaddish Baruch Hu sort of had a horse in the race, if you will, that he owed it to Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu would come and turn around to the Ribbono Shalom Kaviyachol and say, "Va'avadum vinu osam kiyim behem, ve'acharei chen yetzu b'rechosh gadol lo kiyim behem." That Avram Avinu would say, "You know, what was this? You know, if you want to fulfill your promises in terms of the suffering, so obviously those promises that you know are part of the nothing could possibly compensate for what the Jewish people suffered, but." You know, those other promises are consequential, you know, as well. So that was, you know, Rashi's approach. And again, there's a lot to think about in terms of the fact that Rechush was something that, you know, was a part of Avram Avinu's life. When he left Mitzrayim, the Maisavo Siman Labanim, Avram Kaved Ma'od, Bamikneh, Bakesef, Uva Zahav, right? That, you know, Avram, you know, had, you know, an Aliyah from Mitzrayim. Under those terms, so I don't think it's just a matter of the compensation, but the sense that they are, you know, banav, and they're walking in his footsteps. Be that as it may, the Sfarno has a different interpretation of Pshuto Shel Mikra, what, you know, na be'aznei ha'am, why do you have to have this please? So Sfarno says, shalo yidagu, because it was a dangerous thing for them to do. They would think that even if the Mitzrim, you know, have resolved under the pressure of whatever makos were brought to bear upon them and the leverage that created, that they're going to send out the Jewish people. And even if in that moment, you know, they're willing to part with the dollar, klei chasef, you know, klei zahav, usmalos, nonetheless, right, that's going to create resentment a day, 2 days, 3 days later, and that the Jewish people anticipated the redifa that Mitzrayim would have, achareyim, that this would cause Mitzrayim to want to chase after them. So the, you know, Dabir no be'oznei ha'am, v'ishalu ish me'es re'ehu, v'isha me'es re'usa, klei chesef u'klei zahav, is you have to get them to do this, you know, please, you know, get them to do this. Through this, the Sforno says, the geula will be made, you know, that much greater. Of course, you know, Mitzrayim would chase after them, and Hashem would be able to, you know, bring Kriyas Yamsuf. But it's a fascinating insight because it indicates that psychologically speaking, Klal Yisrael were very resistant to take the money, not just because, as the Gemara in Brachos says, you know, if you say to a prisoner, you know, wait until tomorrow to be, you know, emancipated from this prison and we'll, you know, give you a handsome sum of money, he'll say, you know, let the money go. You know, this isn't about Dinei Nemamanos, it's about Dinei Nefashos. I want to get out of here. It wasn't only that, but they recognized that there was a Dinei Nefashos Shabbat. They recognized that it was a threat to their well-being, because if they take the money, the Egyptians have all the more reason to come after them. And so they had to be brought along for these purposes. Klal Yisrael, according to the Sforno, had a re'ias, you know, hanolad in terms of what this money would mean. And, you know, I think this adds a lot of color to what eventually happens in Bishalach in terms of Kriyas Yamsuf. V'nei Mitzrayim Noseya Achareihem Vayir'u Ma'od Vayitzaku V'nei Yisrael Al Hashem. That entire scene in the Torah is that they say, you know, we would have expected this. You know, maybe we understood that taking the money, you know, there are no free lunches, came with a price tag attached.